amazing because you wake up, you get your coffee, you get your breakfast, boom, baseball is on.
It's
baseball
right
is back.
It's time for Bet Slips and Bat Flips.
This is going to be unbelievable.
With Lucy Burge.
I don't know if we are eventually going to have Aaron Judge conspiracy theories.
And Jake Hassan.
This is just going to be the biggest bloodbath, and I mean that in a great way.
Betting K's and debating your plays.
This is a great spot for the kid. He gets the opening day start, baby Pedro. He's like 15 years old.
Play ball.
No sweat. Have a fun time. Good luck out there. Do your best.
Welcome to Bet Slips and Bat Flips, presented by BetMGM. I'm Lucy Burge, alongside my fabulous co-host, Jake Hassan, and we are here to talk some baseball with all of you, because baseball is, of course, the best. Jake, how are you doing? How is your weekend? How is your Monday going?
I mean, hot start Friday. If anybody listened on Friday Live, I backed myself into a corner and talked myself into Rockies money line at 2-1, and then the Padres at a huge price too, and both won. So that was pretty awesome. And then I was telling you guys before the show Saturday, from a pure baseball standpoint, horrible, because I went to the White Sox game and subjected my eyeballs to some of the worst on-field product I've ever seen in my life. The Reds were great. Ellie De La Cruz is awesome. Nick Lodolo was really good. Everything about the White Sox was horrible, though, and I hated it, every second of it. But other than that, yeah, pretty great.
Really, the torture you endured. But you know what? It's pretty good. You got to see one good baseball team, at least on the field. It's always tough when it's not your team. Yeah, when I go to my first Red Sox game this season, I'll be in the same boat. So don't worry. We will get to that because we are here to flip some bets and make some cash. You can follow us wherever you get your podcasts and live every day from 2 to 2:30 on twitch.tv/BetQL and also on the Odyssey Sports YouTube page. Send us your questions, comments, and bets to the BetQL Twitter page or drop them in the chat. Please let us know. Let us know how your bets this weekend went. Let us know how your day is going. Let us know what you're betting on today, what you think of our bets, what you think of us, what you think of the show. Whatever's on your mind, let us know. Drop that in the chat. Step into the bettors box and get those in there. With all of that being said, it is time to
play ball!
It is time to play ball, and we are going to look at one game we love today, because we love when you join us here on the BetQL Network, and you can catch us all season long, starting at 2 p.m. Eastern, so get in here, get your bets ready, send them to us in the bettors box, and together we will find some winners, Jake. Let's start off by recapping how we did over the weekend on Friday with our bets. Jake, how did your Friday bets go for you?
I mean, really great. They were gross, but they came through. So that was really awesome. And the Rockies, I mean, that bet, we talked about it on the show. I said I was going to do it, pulled through on it. It was 2-1 on the money line straight up against the Blue Jays. And it wasn't even really a sweat. Like, they won that game pretty easily. Kevin Gausman was terrible. The Blue Jays offense is bad. It wasn't really a sweat. Now, the Padres-Dodgers game late that night, that was a sweat. That went to extra innings. Mm-hmm. That was crazy. That game was really fun to watch from a pure baseball standpoint. But, I mean, yeah, that was pretty awesome. It was really, really good going into a weekend that then I just lost everything on Scotty Scheffler, so it was fine.
Oh, that, yeah, exactly. I had Cam Smith in the Masters, though that's for the golf section of sports. Cam Smith did not win. I went 6-3 on Friday with my bets. This was fantastic. It was check, pretty much across the board, Jake. I was so excited. First of all, Shohei Ohtani home run. I mean, that's just the tuxedo of bets right there. Shohei Ohtani home run, that hit. My Max Muncy, Will Smith, each to get a hit parlay did not hit, but I believe Will Smith did get a hit there, but either one of them messed that up. Thanks a lot. Byron Buxton to get a hit, that also lost. Thanks a lot, Byron. And then Corey Seager over 1.5 total bases. That was a nice little check. Jaron Duran over 1.5 total bases. That was a nice one. Matt Chapman did not go over on bases. Ozzy Albies, however, did. Then Austin Riley hits runs RBI. He got over 1.5 of those. Pete Alonso home run. I hit not one, but two home run bets on Friday. So that was outstanding. So really, really enjoyed that. 6-3, not terrible. I think we're doing awesome. We're doing awesome, Jake. So love that. We're going to keep it going here and dive into the one game we love today. What was the first game that caught your eye today, Jake?
Yeah, first game was Giants-Marlins, and because of the starting pitching matchup, it was supposed to be AJ Puk, who famously is on my list of people that I do not like right now, but then he got scratched. Marlins are dealing with an illness in the locker room. It's not great, but Edward Cabrera makes his season debut. He's somebody who is young and electric and up and coming, and has had a little bit of a roller coaster start to his career, but somebody that I really like overall. And it's about a pick'em in this game. And Kyle Harrison is somebody who I really like going forward. I think he's starting to figure it out a little bit. So I will be fading Edward Cabrera, even though I like him overall. First start on the year, he was on the aisle with a shoulder issue. I just don't see that being a great start. So I'm going to be backing the Giants on the first five at a pick'em today.
Nice. Every time I see AJ Puck's name now, like I did this morning before he was scratched, I think he is on Jake's list. That's what I think now. Oh, he's on the list. That's what I think. But the game that I'm looking at, the first one that caught my eye, Mets and Pirates. Pirates are plus 105 on the money line. Mets minus 125. Totals at 8.5. Martin Perez versus Adrian Hauser. I am taking Starling Marte to hit a home run. This is my home run bet for today. So that is what I will be targeting in that game. Very excited. He's been very successful against Martin Perez, so hopefully he can get that done in this game. We also did have some Patriots Day action here in Boston. The Red Sox were playing the Guardians, and I don't want to talk about it. The game's over, so it doesn't matter. They did lose, but it's okay. We're moving on. They did lose 6-0, and Tyler O'Neill and Rafael Devers did collide in the outfield, but hopefully they're both okay. It was really just not great. And Tristan Casas didn't get a hit, and that was my one bet in that game. So moving on to the bettors box, we are going to really ask everyone to please send us your comments and questions to the bettors box. Step right up. We want to hear from you. We want your favorite plays. We want your questions. Come in, say hi to us. You tell us how you're doing today. You guys, all of you out there, are the show's engine. So send us whatever is on your mind in the chat or on YouTube or Twitch, or comment on Twitter, please. Find us all over social media. Let us know what you are thinking. It is time now to touch them all. We're going to run through some injury news, some lineup updates. We do have Jake Berger placed on the 15-day IL. He has an oblique injury. Bobby Miller placed on the 15-day IL with a shoulder. Kristen Yelich may go on the IL with a back injury. He was injured during Saturday's game at Baltimore. AJ Puk, famously scratched from today's start, as you mentioned, Jake, with an illness in the Marlins locker room. As you said, he will be starting Wednesday. And Edward Cabrera, right shoulder impingement, activated off the IL. He will make his season debut today. So that is very exciting. And now, Jake, we are going to do hot and cold. And we are going to, each Monday, starting today, we will overreact, of course, to the past weekend and highlighting who is hot and who is not. And we are going to start with who is good. So who is hot right now? So hot right now. Spencer Steer. He is batting .346, .477 OBP, .673 slugging, 1.150 OPS with 3 home runs, 18 RBI, 12 runs, and 3 stolen bases. Anthony Volpe, Mason Miller, and Nick Lodolo also on this list of hot players. Which of these players, Jake, do you have the most faith in to keep up a high level of play this season, all season long?
Honestly, I'm going to start with Mason Miller just because he's in his second year. He was injured last year, ended the year injured, was in the rotation for the A's to start, is now their closer. I have the most faith in him just because he has a 103-mile-an-hour fastball, and he only has to throw one inning a day. And that's going to play way better out of the bullpen and than it would in the rotation. I still think he could be a very good starter eventually, but I like what the A's are doing with him right now as far as using him out of the bullpen and making sure he stays healthy. Spencer Steer is so interesting to me, though, because he was good last year. He was a good player, above average. But right now, what he's doing is crazy. So much so that this was actually on my list a couple weeks ago, or about a week ago, because I was looking at his Baseball Savant numbers and metrics, because I was like, where is this coming from? Like, this is insane. And I wanted to see what the probability would be that he could keep this up. And I think that Spencer Steer is going to keep this up. He's the only guy who is even within shouting distance of Mookie Betts as far as a WAR standpoint goes. Mookie's obviously awesome. He's doing historical things at the plate. He's playing an awesome shortstop for the first time in his career, which is crazy. But Steer isn't that far behind him. Steer's exit velos, his barrel rates, his swing percentage, everything looks really, really good and seems to imply to me, at least, that he's going to keep this up. Obviously, is he going to keep up a 600 slugging percentage all year, almost 700? Is he going to bat 350 all year? Probably not. He could, maybe, but he's definitely somebody I'm keeping an eye on because there's some long prices on him for MVP right now, and I very much think that Mookie is just going to run away with this thing. I know that's crazy to say on tax day. It's April 15th, but I think that could be the case. But Steer is making it really, really interesting, and I'm at least keeping an eye on him going forward. And the same thing for Nick Lodolo. Faced a fake team in the White Sox in his debut for the season, but had a really strong season debut. One hit, one walk, was striking a couple guys out, 10 Ks, 91 pitches, really efficient. He's somebody that I was looking at for Cy Young coming into the year. There's still long prices on him as well, and especially in NL Cy Young where nobody has established themselves, nobody has really separated themselves from the pack. I think that he is somebody worth keeping an eye on. He's somebody that I will definitely be watching in his next start because, you know, I got to see you go against a real team that's not the Chicago White Sox.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. White Sox money line, official bet of the year. You say it's tax day. It's also Jackie Robinson Day. So happy Jackie Robinson Day to everybody. Very special day around Major League Baseball. So yeah, love that. Also, when you're looking at Mason Miller, as you mentioned, in six games, he has an ERA of 2.25, a whip of 1.13, 15 strikeouts and three walks in eight innings. He has not allowed an earned run since his first appearance of the season, which was March 30th against the Guardians. I am looking at Anthony Volpe for this. He is batting .382. 477 OBP, 564 slugging, 1.041 OPS with two home runs, eight RBI, 14 runs, and five stolen bases. I think he has the best chance of these players to keep this up going forward because he's not slowing down. When it comes to having three hit games, he has two 3-hit games in his last 10 games. And as I said, he's batting .382. And I think the Yankees are for real at this point, which pains me, but like, I think he's also for real too. So I think barring injury, he will keep this up all season long. Now for who is not so hot, Blake Snell, we'll begin with. He has an ERA of 12.86 and whip of 1.86 with nine strikeouts and four walks in nine innings pitched. That's two starts. Started yesterday, went four innings with seven earned runs, two walks, four strikeouts, two home runs allowed. That was a loss. He went three innings and with three earned runs in his team debut against the Nationals. And he somehow, some way, he is plus 2,000 to win the NL Cy Young still. We also have on this list the Houston Astros pitcher. Another one, not so hot. Francisco Lindor, also not been so hot this season, but maybe he can step it up. Then Javier Baez. Of this list of players and teams, which player slash team do you have the most faith in to turn their season around, Jake?
Listen, I'm just going to go really quick because I could get on a tangent about this, but I'm not going to. I'm going to keep it restrained. Javi Baez is the easy one. He's the punching bag, obviously. But before we get to the comments and questions and stuff that we have, let me just get comfortable for a second. It's really, really nice to be right about some things. And Blake Snell and my never-ending crusade against him and trying to bet against him last year didn't go great. And Joe Ostrowski famously was all up in my face. Oh, well, he's a two-time Cy Young winner. You want to keep betting against him? Yes, I do want to keep betting against Blake Snell. You know why? Because he's bad. I'm never wrong. I'm just early. And I was early last year, and I was fading him. And then he had the crazy second half, and I'd been fading him for years. And now we are right back to square one. And I'm right. Once again, he looks terrible. He looks so bad. And it's just so nice to be right. It's like from the Avengers. It's like, where did this bring you? Right back to me. Right back to Jake Hassan, as all things do in baseball. So that's just my quick thing. I think this guy stinks. And anyway, I'll see if you know, if anybody wants to agree with me in the comments.
Yes, please. Yeah, let us know if you agree that all roads lead to Jake Hassan. Mm-hmm. What you basically are is a human crystal ball, because sometimes crystal balls are right, but they're early. They tell you early what's right. going to happen, but it mm-hmm. hasn't happened yet. So I think that's really impressive. And yeah, all roads lead to Jake Hassan. I would say of these players and teams, yep. Francisco Lindor, he is starting to come out of his slump. I think he's getting back on track. And he did have two hits in his last game. He has five hits in his last five games. The crowd gave him a standing ovation. So I am all in on Francisco Lindor to turn his season around. We do, as you mentioned, have a lot of comments in the chat. Thank you all. We love to hear from you. Johnny McTwitchy on Twitch. It'd be funny if it was no Johnny McTwitchy on YouTube. Johnny McTwitchy on Twitch said, Boston messed me up. How y'all liking the Cubs, Diamondbacks over? It messed me up as well. Thank you, Johnny McTwitchy, for the commiseration there. The over for our Diamondbacks against the Cubs, that works for me.
Yeah, I hate, this is a little bit of a spoiler, but I kind of hate to say this. I'm against the Diamondbacks today. The Cubs, they just find ways to win games. I don't know what it is, but they just find ways to win games right now. And Merrill Kelly on the other side for the Diamondbacks, and he's been great to start the year. I think he's going to start entering his name into this Cy Young conversation very soon. But I like what the Cubs have going, and just from a pure vibe standpoint, I'm on them on the money line today.
I like that because I have them winning the division. So mauling on the Cubs in this one. Then Kilmers on Twitch said, Lucy, how can the Red Sox score no runs on Patriots Day? That's a very good question. I would say, you know what? Focus maybe on the Gronk spike. He threw out the first pitch, but he didn't. He spiked it into the mound. So focus on that, I think, as a distraction from the fact that they scored zero runs on Patriots Day. And Tristan Casas didn't even get a hit. So I'm just thinking about it. I know I said that before, but it's just so horrible. Then Kilmer's also asked, did you enjoy any of the new food items at the J-Spot on Saturday? Okay for me to say. I know, but like, it's okay for me to say, I believe. Anyway, while watching the White Sox get beat down by the Reds. Sorry, Jay.
Yeah, I mean, I did not. It was a very strong liquid lunch day on Saturday for my friend's birthday. And so didn't get to the concessions for many of the solid items, but I'll definitely be back at some point. So we'll get around to it at some point, but did not on Saturday.
999 challenge. Gotta get it done. I also had an idea, which we could discuss on Foodie Friday. Why doesn't anyone ever have a hot dog that the bun is a baked potato? Because some of these buns, I look at them and I saw one that like looks kind of like a baked potato, and right? But you do the 999 challenge, but with the bun as a potato. I want to see if anyone could serve that. Like a fully loaded baked potato, but it's a hot dog bun at the same time. Perhaps maybe just one. Maybe that's not part of the 999 challenge. That would be, I think, impossible. But just in general, just throwing that out there for any ballparks who maybe want to take that idea. It's free for anyone. B Mills on YouTube, putting this one in early for Jake and Lucy. Braves and Astros both to score four or more runs at +110. Ooh, I like it. I like that very much.
Yeah, I mean, they're both starting rookie pitchers. The Braves pitcher is making his season debut, and the Astros pitcher got shelled in his first start. So, yeah, I mean, I think for two offenses that you have faith in, this makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I like that. And then Kilmer's also asked, Luis Gil under 15 and a half outs, didn't make it to five innings in his first two starts so far this season. I'm in. I hope he gets shelled. And maybe absolutely does not make it to 15 and a half outs. Yes, please.
Yeah, I mean, this could go either way. The Blue Jays offense is so, so, so terrible and just like lethargic. So it 100% could get to the under because they do have the bats to make it happen and to shell somebody. But so far this year, they haven't done that yet. So I would not bet this myself, but best of luck.
I would, in theory, I hope it happens. It's not one of my bets sure. today, but I do hope it happens. Then B Mills on YouTube also asked this on Send It In. See what we think about this. How about Orioles and Twins both score three or more runs at -120? I do like this for the Orioles. The Twins also could possibly do this.
I like it a lot. I think the Orioles are going to smash today. That's one of my bets later in the show. But Louis Varland, the Twins just keep sending him out there to get absolutely eaten alive. I mean, I feel bad for him at this point. And Cole Irvin's just bad. So I like this a lot.
Yeah. Also, this kind of blends into Parley69's question on Twitch. My sportsbook has a promo bet, any money line. And if that team is up by two runs, you win your bet early. Who should I take between Orioles and Rangers? I would take the Orioles here. That's what I think that they are going to have that kind of day. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Love that. Love that. Keep sending us your comments and thoughts and bets. And thank you all who did. Keep them coming. And this is Bet Slips and Bat Flips presented by BetMGM on BetQL. I am Lucy Burge. He is Jake Hassan. Send us your questions and comments on twitch.tv/BetQL and on YouTube at Odyssey Sports, because now it is time for the 7-minute stretch. It is time for us to go around the league and break down the other two games today, or a few games today. There are a few games today. Organ music is so beautiful. I love that so much. Twins, Orioles. It is Louis Varland against Cole Irvin. The Twins +110, Orioles -130. Total is at 9. Do you have any bets in this game, Jake?
Yeah, I'll be on the Orioles team total over. Just because Varland, like I said, they're just sending them out there to get absolutely massacred. And the Orioles at home, they're going to have the crowd behind them. I like this a lot. Jackson Holliday starting to hit a little bit now, too. Got his first hit yesterday. And Varland, this is just a pure fade of him. I'll be on the Orioles team total over.
Yeah, it was about time for Jackson Holliday. Jeez, washed a bust over there. Rangers, Tigers, +100. No, he's a great guy. Rangers +100, Tigers -120. Totals at 8.5. Michael Lorenzen against Reese Olson in this one. You got anything, Jake?
I don't have anything. I thought about the Rangers, but Lorenzen in a debut, that could go any which way. A revenge game against the Tigers, but I just don't like the situation and the spot given the pitchers. I have nothing here.
And then we have Rockies and Phillies. Rockies +220. If you want to go Rockies money line, you get Phillies -275. The total is at 9. Cal Quantrill versus Aaron Nola in this one. Jake, you have anything?
I thought about it. I almost did it again. I really, really thought about it. On Friday, Ryan Feltner is young, and it seems like he's breaking out a little bit. Cal Quantrill, we know what he is. He's not very good. Noah, I did think about the Rockies, though, because a couple of their hitters, Charlie Blackman, Ryan McMahon, a couple of their guys have good history against him. So I thought about it, but I couldn't pull the trigger. If anything, I would maybe bet the run line at plus money for the Rockies, or maybe just their team total over. I would never bet the Phillies here.
Yeah, that's a tough spot. Angels, Rays. Angels +140. Rays -165. The total is at 8. Patrick Sandoval against Zach Eflin. Jake, do you have anything in this game?
I don't have anything here. I would only ever look at the over just because Eflin's been terrible so far. And Sandoval, he is not good against the Rays. They have good history against him. So I would only go the over here, but nothing officially for me.
Very nice. And then Yankees, Jays. Yankees -105. The Blue Jays at -115. Total is at 8.5. Luis Gill versus Chris Bassitt. I do have a bet in this one, and it is Justin Turner to get a hit. He has 10 hits in his last 6 games. This is -150 at BetMGM. This really isn't that bad. He has at least one hit in each of his last 6 games, and he is coming off of a 3-hit game, and he had 2 hits in 2 of his last 4 games and 17 total hits this season. So I think Justin Turner can get at least one hit in this game. Do you have anything, Jake?
I don't. I think the only play here that I would be even interested in is the Yankees money line, getting them as dogs when Chris Bassitt's been so bad. They just find ways to win games too. Aaron Judge is starting to swing the bat better too. I would only ever bet the Yankees.
Yeah, that's put that on my tombstone. Padres, Brewers, Padres -105, Brewers -115, totals at 8.5. Joe Musgrove against Joe Ross, matchup of the Joes here. Do you have anything in this game?
Yeah, I'm all over Brewers money line. Joe Musgrove has been awful. So bad this year. And it stinks to see because I really like him as a pitcher when he's, you know, pitching well. But he's been terrible. He's at a blind fade spot for me already this year. And it's only been a couple of starts. But this Brewers team is pretty good. Even without Yelich, I'm not that worried. I like their lineup. And Joe Ross is just one of those guys where I think he's just going to show up. And he's going to be like, yeah, you know, here's a 3.5 ERA. And I'm just going to go 12-3. And I'll see you in the postseason. But it's more of a Musgrove fade here. He's just been so brutal.
Yeah, that is super brutal. Then Royals, White Sox, Royals -175, White Sox +145, totals at 8. This is Seth Lugo against Nick Nastrini making his MLB debut. Do you have anything in this game, Jake?
Of course, have to go with my Royals against the worst team in baseball. Obviously, nothing on the money line. They'd never pay -175 for that. But a bunch of props in this game for me. Bobby Witt Jr. is 2-1 to steal a base. Really like that. I think that price is way wrong. I'm going to take a little bit of a shot on the stolen base prop too. Kyle Isbell, you know, Jason's brother, at better than 6-1 to steal a base here too. He's got a couple on the year. And then Vinny Pascantino has been on fire. So I'm taking him at even money to go over 1.5 total bases away. Well, so a couple of sprinkles for some Royals props.
Well, he has a great name, Vinny, over there. That's a fantastic name. He's Braves great. Is so great. Braves, Astros, Braves -115, Astros -105, total is 10.5. Darius Vines making his debut against Spencer Arrighetti. Do you have anything in this game, Jake?
I do not. I would only probably go like the Braves team total here. Arrighetti, like I mentioned, got lit up by the Royals, actually, in his debut. So I don't like either side here, but I think if I was going to play anything, it would be a Braves team total over.
Yeah, Arrighetti's ERA, 21. That's, I think, bad. So not so great. That's not so great, I don't think. Cardinals, A's, Cardinals -185, A's +150, totals at 7.5. This is Sonny Gray versus Ross Stripling. I have two bets in this game, and they are both total bases. It is Paul Goldschmidt and Nolan Arenado. For Goldschmidt, he has 3 hits in his last 3 games, 4 in his last 5 games. Most importantly, against Ross Stripling, he is batting .368 with 7 hits, including 3 singles, 3 triples, and 2 home runs. So I think he can go over on that. I think Nolan Arenado can as well. Do you have anything in this, Jake?
Yeah, I don't have anything here. I thought about A's on the money line because they've been playing actually pretty decent baseball, and the Cardinals, I can't get a good read on them. I'm going to be watching this, though, because Sonny Gray, if he has another good start, he's going to be in the Cy Young contention. So I'm going to be watching this and seeing if there's a bet there to make. But as of right now, nothing.
Yeah, and then Cubs, Diamondbacks are Diamondbacks. Cubs +120. Diamondbacks are -145. The total is at 8.5. Ben Brown versus Merrill Kelly. Anything here, Jake?
Yeah, I'll be on the Cubs money line. It pains me to say it, but they just find ways to win games. Ben Brown has been better since his debut where he got hit around. I know it's against Merrill Kelly, who's been excellent, but the Diamondbacks, I don't trust their bullpen. I don't trust them late in games, and I'll bet that the Cubs magic keeps going for a couple days here.
Yeah, and the Reds, Mariners, Reds +125, Mariners -150, totals at 7, Frankie Montas versus George Kirby. In this game, I have Cal Raleigh to get a hit. Jake, do you have anything?
Yeah, I have nothing here. I'm going to be very interested to see how George Kirby does against this lineup. His peripherals indicate that he should be pitching better than he is in his 8.16 ERA, but so far the Mariners are just really disappointing.
Yeah, it really is surprising. I thought they were going to be much better to start the season, but they sadly are not. Nationals, Dodgers, finally, to get to put the bookend on this slate. Nationals, Dodgers, Nationals +275, Dodgers -350, totals at 8.5. You got anything, Jake?
This was another one where I thought about it. I got real close. There was a 3-1 out there on the Nationals, and I really stared at it long and hard. But I just can't find a lot of redeeming qualities about this Nats team. At least the Rockies had a little bit going for them last week when I bet them. And it's Tyler Glasnow. I think we're about to see one of these Tyler Glasnow insane stretches after he struck out 14 last week. So I'm staying away from this one. But I did seriously consider Nationals money line, as much as it pains me to say that.
Yeah, no, I understand, because it is time now for the walk-off. We are going to wrap up all of our plays for the day. Jake, what are you betting on today?
I will be on the Brewers money line, the Cubs money line as dogs. I will be on Baltimore's team total over 4.5. Giants on the first five money line. Bobby Witt to steal a base. Jason Isbell's brother Kyle to steal a base. Vinny Pascantino over 1.5 total bases. And then I'm also going to throw in on the Jake Hassan just for funsies home run play of the day. Nolan Arenado, better than 5-1. I really like the spot for him. He has great history against Ross Stripling, and he's actually turning around, hitting .324 in his last 9 games. He got his first home run over the weekend. I like the spot.
I love that we would both hit on him if he did hit a home run, because I have him over 1.5 total bases. Starling Marte home run, Paul Goldschmidt over total bases, Justin Turner to get a hit, Jorge Soler over 1.5 hits, runs, RBI, Cal Raleigh to get a hit. Good luck, everyone, with all of your bets. Thank you all so much for watching today. Be sure to subscribe to Bet Slips and Bat Flips wherever you get your podcast. Watch us tomorrow right here, same time, same place, 2:00. And of course, don't forget to bet smarter and beat the books with both Bet MGM and the BetQL apps. Thank you, Jake. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Sean. We will see you all right here tomorrow on Bet Slips and Bat Flips.
Mark Ellis.